Chinese New Year comes to a close today. The nearly month-long celebrations conclude with a lantern festival, and you're hearing one right there from a province in eastern China. Right now, though, we are going to learn a bit more about the Chinese population here in the United States. And joining us now is Janelle Wong, professor of Asian American Studies at the University of Maryland, College Park. She's on Skype. Professor, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So there are more than 2 million Chinese-born immigrants living in the U.S. They make up the second biggest source of immigrants after Mexico. Where are they in 2019? Where are they most concentrated?
Well, they're still most concentrated in the traditional gateway states of California and New York. About 50% of all Chinese are in those areas. But we also see that they are changing the demographic landscape of what we call new destination states. So they're growing very fast and even fastest in places like Nevada and Arizona and North Dakota.
Are there any places where they used to be in large numbers and aren't so much anymore that they've left?
Well, they used to be much more highly concentrated in urban areas, and now we're seeing rapid growth and significant growth in the suburban areas outside of major cities like Los Angeles or Houston.
Now, in a lot of cities, there are Chinatowns. Often there's like a gateway arch when you get into the Chinatown. But gentrification has changed a lot of that across this country. Are Chinatowns still the center of Chinese American activity or not?
They're really not. I think what we're seeing is a new kind of suburban Chinese enclave developing. And those are places where people don't necessarily both live and work, but where there might be a commercial or shopping area in Sugar Land, Texas, for instance, or here in DC in a suburb called Rockville. So we're really seeing a change in the traditional Chinatown that was really a place that was segregated by localities.
How well are Chinese people, when they come to the United States, assimilating?
So Chinese in the U.S. have really changed such that now most Chinese, the majority, are very different from past waves of immigration. They tend to be higher income, high wealth, and highly educated. And that means that they are actually some of the most integrated into residential areas, in different occupations. And so we're seeing a lot of integration.
How much discrimination do they face?
They face a lot of discrimination. It depends how you measure it. So in terms of residential racial segregation, they do not face as much as other groups. But in terms of microaggressions or assumptions about being, let's say, a forever foreigner, then we do see a lot of discrimination. 60% of adult Chinese are usually not going to be native U.S. speakers. And so we see some accent discrimination. We see a lot of assumptions about where people came from and where they belong.
And how often do they head back to China to visit, or what kind of ties do they keep with China?
We do see some what we call transnational circuits where people do visit China. They visit relatives. They might have businesses there. But we're not seeing the kind of dream of return that maybe characterized previous waves of Chinese immigrants. What we see is really Chinese getting more and more involved in U.S. social and political life.
Why do you think that is?
It's really about length of residence. So we've had a lot of growth since 2000, where we see the population doubling with each decade. And so we have a lot of long-term residents in the Chinese population now. They are not U.S. born, but they've been in the U.S. for 15 or 20 years, and they are becoming increasingly interested in politics and in community life.
And where do they tend to fall politically in the United States?
That's a really interesting question. So for the last three decades, we've seen the entire Asian American population really move to be strong backers of the Democrats, and Chinese are no different. In both 2016 and previous years, we've seen Chinese are more than twice as likely to support the Democratic presidential candidate. So we see pretty solid Democratic leanings. At the same time, Chinese are the Asian group that's most likely to say that they're nonpartisan. And we see a kind of growing conservative mobilization within the Chinese population, too. So it's quite varied.
What do Chinese Americans think of the Chinese political system right now? It's obviously very different than here in the U.S.
Yeah, I think there's also a lot of both criticism and loyalty. On the one hand, Chinese feel like they support and respect China's growth. But at the same time, I think they have settled in the U.S. and questioned some of the democratic shortcomings that they might see in China.
That's Professor Janelle Wong, who teaches Asian American Studies at the University of Maryland, College Park. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.